This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, each and every single one of us in the life of this dunya, we live in a vicious cycle, a daily routine from the time we get up in the morning until we go to sleep at night. We have a certain pattern, a certain routine. And then when we wake up the next morning, we repeat the cycle. And so we're conscious, we are constantly in this vicious cycle, repeating it daily, but not realizing that this vicious cycle, although it is continuous, although it is daily, it is not a never-ending cycle. It is a cycle that very, very soon is going to come to an end. And when that happens, when this cycle comes to an end, it's all over. And there's no chance to reverse it. There's no chance to put it to a stop. There's no chance to avoid that end. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, our life in this dunya, it has a beginning, but it also has an end. It has a beginning, and it has an end, and our lifespans are short. Some of us, and very few of us, will live beyond 70 or 80 years of age. It's a short lifespan. On the other hand, the life to come, the akhirah, is a life that has a beginning, but it has no end. It has a beginning and it has no end. And so this is why you could imagine that when that life begins on the day of judgment, on the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrects each and every single one of us, you can imagine when you see the state of the horror of the people, as they will be in a state of horror, in a state of panic, in a state of anguish, wishing to be given a second chance, wishing that they can return to the dunya. فَهَلْ لَنَا مِنْ شُفَعَى فَيَشْفَعُوا لَنَا. On that day they will say, are there any intercessors? Do we have anyone who can intercede on our behalf on this day. أو نرد فنعمل غير الذي كنا نعمل. Or do we have a chance to go back to the life of the dunya, to change, to do something different than what we used to do? ولو ترى إذ وقفوا على النار فقالوا يا ليتنا نرد ولا نكذب بآيات ربنا ونكون من المؤمنين. They will say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if only you could see them on the day that they are standing before the hellfire, what will they be saying? They will be saying, if only we could return, go back. If only we have that second chance and not disbelieve in the ayat of our Rabb and be from among the believers. And so you can only imagine the regret, the remorse, the anguish, that feeling of disappointment when you see the people and they are looking at their deeds and the punishment that is right before their eyes. They start to make impossible wishes. Wishes that will never be fulfilled. يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي. On the day you see the punishment before your eyes, you say, I wish, if only I had put forward something for this life. Which life? This life of the Akhirah. That has a beginning, but it has no end. Others will say, يا ليتنا أطعنا الله وأطعنا الرسول. We wish, if only we had obeyed Allah and obeyed the Messenger. And another one, he will say, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. On the day the oppressor, he will be biting his nails in anguish, in regret. And he will say, يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. I wish I had taken the path with the Messenger. يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. I wish, woe to me, I wish I had not taken so-and-so as my companion, as my friend in the dunya. And so you could imagine the regret and the anguish when you see right before your eyes, you turn to the righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine on that day, you look to the righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ones who had succeeded, the ones who received their book of deeds in their right hands, and they are standing with none other than the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, drinking from his pond, from his blessed hands. And you see them and you make a move towards them and you approach them, and suddenly you're prevented. Imagine, you consider yourself to be one of them. Am I not one of the believers? Am I not from his ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Shouldn't I be among them? You go towards them. And suddenly, you are prevented from making it to his pond. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees you. And he says, Ya Rabb, he was from my ummah. He is one of me. And then the answer comes back you don't know what they did after you. Imagine the state of horror, the state of anguish, the regret you feel on that day. Ya laytani kuntu ma'ahum fa'afuza fawzan 'azima. I wish I was with them so that I could also win the prize that they have won. But will these wishes be of any benefit on that day? Not a single wish on that day will avail anyone, no matter who he is. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-ayati wa al-dhikr al-hakim. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وإخوانه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. My dear brothers and sisters, in this life, when things don't go as we wish, when we plan to achieve certain goals and we don't fulfill them, and many times the reason is because of our own shortcomings. We didn't work hard enough. We didn't do things the way we should have. Then if it is something that could be replaced, if it is something that you have a second chance in, you tell yourself, it's not a big deal. I have another chance. I'll make up for it. I'll do better next time. Or it is something that can never be replaced. It was a once in a lifetime opportunity and you wasted it. And so you fall into regret. But eventually, over time, you get over it. You learn to get over it. And you move on. As for the Akhirah, and as for the Day of Judgment, once we leave the life of this dunya, the regret and the remorse that we will feel, the disappointment that we will feel on that day, is not even something describable, because it is a regret that will be everlasting. You won't have a second chance. You won't have any opportunity to get over it. It's a life that will never end. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us of it in the Quran and described it to us with such terms, when he subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ, and warn them of the day of what? Allah did not say warn them of the day of judgment, warn them of the day of resurrection. No, warn them of the day of hasrah, the day of regret. يوم القيامة is the day of regret. And Allah does not stop there. وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ, when the matter will be concluded. That's it. It's over. There's no second chance. إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ وَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ While in this dunya, they are in a state of ghafla. They are in a state of heedlessness. And they do not believe. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us with many warnings in the Quran, warning us of that day, calling this the day of regret for a reason, and describing our current state of ghafla, of heedlessness, living this vicious cycle in this life of the dunya, waking up in the morning, going to sleep at night, in between, being heedless of Allah, being heedless of the fact that death is around the corner and I haven't done anything for it. Living this heedless life. The question is, when will we wake up from it? When will we wake up from this vicious cycle? Will it be while we still have a chance? Or will it be when it's too late? When you go to sleep and then you wake up. Not in this present dunya, but you wake up standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of regret. My dear brothers and sisters, if you have been sinning, then now is the time to repent. The door of repentance is open, and it will never shut except once the soul is coming out from your body. Do not delay it, because that time when the soul is coming out from your body is not a time that me and you know of. For many of us, it comes suddenly without us being ready for it. My dear brothers and sisters, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you still have a chance. Flee to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today before the day comes when you will be driven to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pushed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state in which you don't want to be meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. Repent to Him before it is too late. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Kareem. He is the most generous. He is At-Tawwab, the off-repenting. He is Al-Ghafoor Al-Ghaffar, the one who forgives. He wants us to turn to Him. He wants us to flee to Him. He is not one who we should be afraid of, not wanting to turn to Him, but rather, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, that as long as you turn to Allah, even with a handspan, He will turn to us with an even greater distance. If you turn to Allah walking, He comes to you running. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sincere heart, a regretful heart, regretting today instead of regretting on a day in which regret will be of no benefit. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وأنعم على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد المسلمين بسوء فأشغله بنفسه واجعل تدبيره تدميرا عليه يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.